El Paso's Lights for Liberty rally in July drew a few hundred people to protest migrant detention camps. Rallygoers marched from the Paso del Norte Bridge to a downtown park where they held a vigil. 10 local and national undergraduate students have attended events like Light for Liberty this summer to learn about immigration issues firsthand. The 10-week research program, funded by a National Science Foundation grant, is taught by New Mexico State University in partnership with the University of Texas at El Paso. Students from those and five other universities are matched with local immigrants' rights organizations. They research topics from asylum law to sanctuary city policies and observe case proceedings in federal immigration court. Catherine Garcia is a cultural anthropology senior at Northeastern University. The San Diego native says she's worked with border communities before in Tijuana and Nogales, Mexico. Garcia interned with the faith-based Hope Border Institute in El Paso.
A lot of what we've been doing is going to court and observing court, and we're documenting the human rights violations that are occurring, as well as working in Juarez, going to migrant shelters, and talking to people about their experiences there.
Garcia says the data she and her classmates collect goes into a report the Hope Border Institute releases each year. She says much of that research centers around the Trump administration's Remain in Mexico program. The policy, officially named Migrant Protection Protocols, orders migrants to stay in Mexico until their asylum claims can be processed in the United States.
Being sent to Juarez to wait for your asylum claim, it's just completely inhumane because it's not a safe place for them. They have no access to resources, legal counsel. If they need an attorney, it's really hard to get an attorney. All of their paperwork needs to be in English, and there's people that don't speak English and don't even speak Spanish, and they're being sent to Juarez, so it's really difficult for them.
It's estimated the Remain in Mexico program has sent thousands of asylum seekers to Mexico to wait for their days in court. NMSU student Israel Monsevice attended the vigil. The government and criminal justice senior interned with the Las Cruces chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union. He says it's his first experience working with migrants. During his internship, Monsevice says he's visited shelters and churches in Las Cruces housing asylum seekers. He's also learned how to give Know Your Rights presentations to those migrants.
A Know Your Rights presentation is basically, really basic rundown of basic civil liberties that some of these people have, right? I mean, as migrants and as anyone else, they have rights, correct? And those rights cannot be violated. And yeah, it's just a rundown of different basic rights, but it is important that we emphasize that we're not lawyers or stuff like that. It's just an orientation, and that's about it. It's just a rundown of different rights that they have.
While not a lawyer yet, Monsevice says he plans to attend law school after graduation, and Garcia plans to pursue her PhD in anthropology.
They've been working in detention centers. They've been looking at conditions.
Whether students aim to be researchers, lawyers, or social scientists, Hope Border Institute Deputy Director Marisa Limon Garza says producing professionals who can think critically about the border is their goal.
And that they show the rest of the world, this country, what it's like on the ground. That the border is not just a line in the sand, but it's a vibrant community made of many different kinds of people, where binaries of good and bad, right or wrong, don't really exist, that everything is very gray and complex, that they have the critical thinking skills necessary to analyze situations from different perspectives and to push for policy that they believe in.
There's no need for us to overcrowd and to detain.
When members of Congress visited a Clinton detention facility after reports that migrant children were living in squalid conditions, it sparked a national dialogue. Garza says the organization hopes to turn that response to Clint into change.
It's a game of whack-a-mole here on the borderlands, and we know it's by design. So it's up to us to be strategic and to remain thoughtful. And that's something we really try to convey to these young people is, like, how do we stay strong and focused and efficient and effective in light of so many burning fires of the day?
At the vigil, those fires glowed from candles to shine light on the Trump administration's policies. For Garcia, the critical factor to keep in mind regarding immigration is the person.
The most important thing is to see people seeking asylum as human beings, and their cases are real, and we've heard them, and they're not these people that are just invading the United States. These are people who are fleeing their countries for violence. If they're sent back to their countries, they're going to be killed, but we need to see the human faces.
While the faces of migrants often remain hidden, the faces of their advocates remain visible into the night.
We remember Jacqueline.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Michael Hernandez.
Felipe.